closer to it. Shit.
You might want to put this like right in front of your face so people can actually
That's
hear
great. I should have like a system of tin cans in the arm.
Or microphones. Maybe that's the new, now we're updated for another year on Podbean. We've got an auto update.
We're forced into another year.
Another year of Grown Men Coloring. So, I mean, maybe this year we add some microphones.
Maybe. I think my tin can thing is a little more cost effective.
I think it is too. So what? How would that work?
I guess I haven't thought about it. I gotta take it to drawing board. See what we come up with.
This episode of Grown Man Coloring is brought to you by Josh Kyle. That's Josh KEIL. Look him up on Google. I think Josh Kyle Health, all one word. He does nutrition and stuff. He is our one and only sponsor. If you would like to sponsor Grown Men Coloring, send us an email at gmcpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
I think that's the right one.
Yeah, I think
and,
so.
And yeah, let us know. We'll settle for $10 here forever, and we will shout out,
I'm going to bugger this dog, I'm going to bugger him.
And Matt, that's the Bob's dog is digging his nose right into my ball sack, so I got
that.
Distracted.
He loves it.
He likes smelling balls. Yeah. He's a ball sniffer, aren't ya? Aren't ya, Chiefy Weefy? All right, so yes, check out Josh Kyle.
Yay.
Seriously, check him out. He's got a big old hog.
He's got a whiz-bang of stuff going on there.
He's got a nice body and a big dick, and he's German. So I don't know whether that means whether he's circumcised or not. I just said he had a big dick, but I don't know whether he's got foreskin or not.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Or
will we?
On to the show.
Let's read on.
I'm gonna bugger this dog. I'm gonna bugger him. I'm gonna bugger this dog. He's gonna smell my balls. I'm gonna bugger him.
Hey, we got a guest on the show today.
You like the way my balls smell, Chief?
We got a guest on the show. You haven't heard him in quite a while. He's on the speaker.
I'm one of the hosts.
He's one of the hosts, and it's been a while.
Yes.
What's up? This is our friend, Chris. Or you might know him as Thermostat.
Better known
as what?
Thermostat.
Oh, yeah, Pringles.
Pringles?
Pringles, that's the name. Yeah, Chief shed all over my testicles.
He does
my
that.
My shorts have been Chief shed on.
He does
He's
that.
He's smelling my balls.
He likes it. You're not going to get it off that way.
I need a lint roller. So what's up? How's it going? You're in Toronto right now?
Yeah, I am.
Neat. How's that been?
Yeah. Of my recent trips to Toronto, this one has been a little more lively. I had a vehicle this time, which is sweet.
Yep.
Wasn't trapped, out by the airport. And a good buddy of mine named Mike.
Oh, we've got a Mike sighting. Number one racquetball player in Canada, ladies and gentlemen.
Not that Mike.
Oh.
Mike.
Oh.
Not that Mike. Michael Brock.
Okay.
Officer Brock. He was in Kingston for work all week, and so we went to a Raptors game yesterday.
Oh, how was that? I hate basketball.
Yeah, well, I paid to see it. They lost. It was tied the whole way.
I heard that it was kind of a good opportunity for them to gain some ground in the standings, and they sort of fucked it up.
Yeah. Mike made a comment to me that they say that they really only need to play the last 5 minutes of the game because that's the only interesting part. I kind of tend to agree with that.
Well, there's a lot of timeouts in the last 5 minutes, right? Did you say agree or disagree?
But the games, they stay pretty tied. Like, you score so many points throughout the game. It's not like anyone really gets blown out.
Yeah.
You
would agree? I couldn't... Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
I couldn't understand whether you said disagree or agree.
I agree that they don't need to. They need, basketball needs to be 5 minutes long. At first, I was like, what the fuck is with the 12-minute quarters? Like, give me those 3 minutes. Show me these guys. These guys make millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
And they make so money, ridiculous money, for me the three, like, for a 48-minute game. What kind of fucking shit is this?
That's rec league and shit. Is this a rec league? Then,
yeah, and then nowhere in this game is there a lead by more than, say, 6 points or two, like, you know, two baskets difference throughout the whole game. And it's like, yeah, you're right. You know what? You should just make it a 5-minute game and call it a day.
Who do they play?
They could play like 10 5-minute games in one day.
Yeah, Charlotte is who they play.
Charlotte, oh, okay. Cool.
That's where Ric Flair is from.
Michael Jordan's team.
His daughter's name is Charlotte, and she will be wrestling on upcoming WrestleMania. She's in a fatal four-way for the Raw Women's title.
It's a hell of a segue.
Charlotte Flair.
Cool. I'm gonna fuck off here right away, but I started listening to Shit Town, or S Town, it's called.
Okay, what's that?
Really good.
What is it?
It's a new podcast they released. It's one season. I'm pretty sure it's just kind of knowing what I know now. I'm pretty sure that it will just be kind of exist as like a mini series. In there, I would say it's unlikely to have subsequent seasons.
Is it going to start sucking balls like Surprisingly Awesome?
No, but it's not. It's not. Sorry, it's one story, and then that's it. They released the whole season on day one. I don't think there'll be anything more ever.
Neat.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, what? Tell our listeners about S Town so that they won't listen to us.
American Life and the Serial People.
Okay, same people?
Yeah, same guys. Same people. Sweet. They're one of the same people.
Well, that's
you know, it's exciting. Really well produced, and it's kind of this, like, redneck. There's plot. Like, it's, you know, real life story, but there's a Game of Thrones like plot twist fairly early on. And it's addicting, but this really smart redneck guy is kind of the main character in this, lives in, you know, hillbilly town, shit town, Alabama or Arkansas or some sort of state that starts with A in the Bible Belt. And the police are covering up murders and stuff like this.
Oh, just like on, they're covering up murders. They're not allegedly framing people for murders? It's amazing to me that in, like, the... Well, I guess it's not amazing. I guess you would think of it. You know, there's, like, the quote-unquote, less educated places in the world. And I guess, like, they're the things that, like, govern those places. Like, not only are the people that live in those places that are allegedly stupid, like, the people that take care of those places that are allegedly stupid are really stupid, too. So, like, not only does the city suck, but, like, the people that run it, like, the cops and the government, like, they're stupid, too.
Yeah.
And, like, bad.
Yep, yep. So, anyways, I'm gonna fuck off here, but, I'm on five of seven episodes, and it's a good listen.
Cool. You should also start watching Better Call Saul. Season 2 is out now.
Three.
Well, three. Season 2 is out on Netflix for those of us that still get our hearts legally.
I've seen season 2.
Right. Oh, you have? Oh, well, don't tell me anything. I just started it. Okay. It just came out on Netflix, and I love this show so much.
Yeah, Walter White starts selling meth in it.
Well, thanks for... Thanks for telling me.
Lee is,
spoiler alert,
remarkably speechless.
In future episodes, yeah.
Yeah, well, good joke.
Okay.
Have fun. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thanks for calling in. Hey, we haven't had a call in.
That was Chris, everybody. The beginning was kind of back together there.
Just for a little short window of time.
And it was over, yep.
And then it ended, and, you know, we could hardly understand what he was saying.
That's fine.
But, you know.
That's how it normally is.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yes.
True. Neat.
Yeah. We...
What do you think about... Yeah, it's... I think that's a problem with racquetball, to be honest with you. Pro racquetball.
Murders being covered up?
No, unless you care about who wins, Yeah. It's hard to get invested in a pro racquetball match until, you know, they play best of 5 to 11. And until somebody gets to 7 points, it's kind of hard to get invested, because although there's great action and great rallies and guys are hitting the ball hard and low and diving all around the court, you don't see the ending. You don't, it's not, nothing has any weight to it. Even though there might be a rally that happens at 1-1 that makes the difference in the entire game, as a viewer, you don't really know that. So until somebody gets to 7 points and you can see the end of the game is about to happen, then it's like, oh, okay, shit, like, now we better start paying attention.
Yeah.
And I wonder about that with pro basketball.
Yeah, but I've heard that about basketball. As someone who's played it, I know it's a little more than that, but, or not played pro, I mean, I just have played it. It's, you know, it's a little more to it than that, but it's not inaccurate. The teams are all pretty close, and, you know, it's, yeah, the guys really
don't
turn.
A lot of foreplay
turn.
Until they're
yeah.
really fucking
yeah.
at the end. They exactly. really start putting the...
Yeah, I think you can say the same thing for, like, pro curling. Like, if you've ever, like, I've had to cover that when I was sports reporting and back in the day, and it, yeah, like, it's like no points.
Two,
and that's tied 2-2 for
yeah.
10 ends.
And you're always trying to not score points.
You're trying to blank
unless them. You have an opportunity to get two.
Once
two
you get,
or more.
Yeah.
When you get two or more, then
yeah.
you go for it.
Otherwise, you blank it and you
yeah.
keep your last raw. You know, like
yeah, till the very end.
It's like being the home team in baseball, right? You want to keep that for the bottom of the ninth, essentially.
Although, like, there is something to be said in baseball. Sometimes you want to hit first because it's
well
going
yeah.
into, like, if you can score in the first inning,
yeah,
you know, the other team hasn't even hit yet and they're down.
Yeah.
There is something to be said for hitting first. I would, you know, say that, you know, last bat is an advantage.
It's the better, for sure. But with a
good offensive team, sometimes you want to hit first.
Get what you're saying.
You know, you generate a run in the first inning, and now you're playing with the lead.
That's true.
You know, so
I saw your Nationals named a closer today, but I didn't.
Coda Glover?
No, someone with a D. His last name starts with a D.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
All right, it's not Glover then.
Yeah, it wasn't that name.
Okay.
But that's useless information for you for later.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Baseball season is almost upon us.
The scuttlebutt, especially today, was lots of talk about the Expos.
Yeah.
And about Montreal. What you
Who do you think?
You got something stuck in your nose?
No, I got boogers.
Yeah,
I got boogers in my nose, and I'm trying to get them out.
Okay.
I don't like having boogers. Apparently, athletes pick their nose more than the average person because they like to be able to breathe better.
Okay.
I'm also a fidger, so I'm an athletic fidgeter, I guess. So I don't know. I think it's probably a combination of wanting to breathe better, but I also fidget. And I think maybe I'm aware of things.
Fidgeter.
I'm a fidgeter. I fidget. So I think maybe the boogers, while I can't breathe as good with them in my nose, I think they also are something that they're a little bit of an irritant, and then that forces me to fidget and pick my nose.
Mm.
And I'm, you know, this is a audio medium, so people can't.
That's good. That's good for everybody. It's not good for me. That's
Who do
fine.
You think the Expos will...
The race.
Yeah.
Or the Athletics.
It will be the race?
Raise the Athletics. But they say that...
Raise or the A's?
That's
Raise
what.
Or
that's kind of the one... That's the ones with the stadium issues, I guess. But they say that they want to, you know, figure those guys out in their markets.
I'd love it so
and
much.
And then expand.
If the Expos
expand.
Got a team. I know they're not. I was watching, I think it was Tim and Sid.
Yeah.
And they said that the Expo, Montreal is not interested in an expansion team. They don't have the money to get an expansion. They want to buy a pre-existing franchise.
Yeah.
They don't want to start an expansion team.
I read
something
different today, but it looks like they'll have to be patient. Like 2030. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was that
long. That's a ways away.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's something like that. You know, it's just...
Well, that's... I mean, I want them to get a team now, but it will be tough if Montreal ever gets another team.
Yeah.
It will be hard with... like, I have grown attached to the Nationals now at this juncture. I really bought in and I said, you know...
You're
going to
jump
ship. I am going... Will I, though? I mean, it's tough.
You'll split the difference.
I think I'll split the difference and then it'll probably become a bandwagon situation.
Yeah.
I will probably root for both teams until the Montreal franchise is foreseeably better than the Washington franchise.
So 2000.
So if it looks like there's going to be a window of about 5 years where Montreal is going to be better than Washington, then I'll probably say, all right, Washington, Kick Rocks, Rockster.
I imagine.
But I think they will both be my favorite team until the Montreal franchise takes over, I think.
See, I think in this day and age they realize, at least I hope they realize, that with expansion, like, you can't just give them a shit team. And, like, it's a new market, and you can't just let them struggle, through, you know, earn they gotta earn their keep. You know, you gotta play with a shitty expansion.
Especially in a city like Montreal, who has already proven that they couldn't support a... Like, it's different into a new market.
I get it, though.
When you're talking about Winnipeg or you're talking about Montreal, these are teams that have failed to support pro sports teams in the past.
Yeah.
So you're sort of in a little bit of a rough go when you're giving them a brand new team and saying, hope they don't suck, and then you guys lose your team again.
Yeah. Well, I figure, it seems like the NHL right now with Vegas is going to do it. At least try and throw a carrot at them and, get them started good and stuff, because, you know, you're in a non-traditional market. Or if you're just in a smaller market and you're trying to start a team, no one's going to want to come out if the team is just shit. Unless it's Winnipeg and it's the NHL, mind you. But
yeah. Well, they weren't shit.
Yeah.
They were kind of shit the first year they bought. Then they were kind of good the next year. They made the playoffs the second year in existence.
This is the best they've been, but...
Right now?
I would say
2 years close. Ago when they lost to Anaheim in the first round of the playoffs is the best. They suck right now. The Jets are not a good team.
They were still the Thrashers back then.
They still are. The year that they lost to the Ducks first round of the playoffs, that was the best.
I just feel like now they've got Line A. Now they got Line A. They got, you know,
Shifley. That's true. There's a lot to look forward to.
Shifley was their first pick ever, and he's now a good player and, you know, on the top line. So I feel like they're actually the Jets now. They're not the Winnipeg Thrashers anymore.
And they're much more watchable. Well, I would still say they're not as good and as watchable as they were the year they made the playoffs. Yeah, but there's a lot to look forward to with Patrick Laine.
Yeah.
You know, and Mark Scheifele. I mean, Scheifele's a great player. Good. He's a really good player. They made Team North America.
They got a good team.
They got a good up and coming team. Yeah. They don't have a good team.
Yeah.
Toronto has a good team. The Jets do not have a good team. Although the Jets also play in the West, and Toronto plays in the East, and the Atlantic Division is shit. So
it's the powder puff.
Maybe the Toronto has an okay team that's in a playoff spot right now because of a bad division in a weaker conference.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people this year, especially, bitching about the fucking playoff setup.
The format?
There's the word.
Well, you're going to have a lot of monsters knock each other out the first round this year.
Everyone bitched about the old one, though, too, just as much, where it was, 1-8. One, 2, 3 were the division winners, and the other three were in order. Or the other five, sorry, were in order. Everyone hated that. Everyone's got such a short memory, but that they were bitching just as much. I like this better. I like that the first round's compelling.
I like that the first round is so competitive and so compelling, but I don't like that these great teams are losing out on playoff revenue.
I don't like that,
between the Penguins, the Capitals, and the Columbus Blue Jackets, somebody's not going to get second round revenue. And I don't think that's fair. Those teams are fucked. All three of those teams can win the cup.
Should have played.
Those are great teams.
They should have picked a better year to be good. Fuck them.
That Metro division is fucking deep. Well, and the Rangers are probably going to take out my Habs first round of the playoffs.
Maybe. I would say Ottawa is going to, but
take out the
Habs. Ottawa's coming. Yeah.
Do you think Ottawa's going to win first in the Atlantic?
No. I'm speaking from a few weeks ago when it would look like Ottawa was going to be 8th and Montreal would be 1st.
How would Ottawa
be? No, they would be 2nd wild card and then Montreal was going to have to play him or something. I can't remember. That's what it was a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that's right.
I can't remember who was in Toronto. Maybe it was in 2nd.
I'm more confident about my Habs playing an Atlantic team. If we play an Atlantic team, I think... I'm not saying we're going to win, but we're definitely the favorite, and we should win. If we play a team from the Metro, it doesn't matter who it is. We're losing first round. Whether it's the Rangers...
I don't think the Rangers... The Rangers aren't that good. Holmqvist is good though in the playoffs. So, but he's been pretty bad. So, I don't know. I'm
really happy if we get outside the first round.
Yeah, I would say that's
for me. Habs get out of the first round. Good for them.
Good year.
I'm not one of those crazy delusional Habs fans that wants to win the cup. I had a stranger run into me at the Y the other day and asked me, I'm wearing my Habs toque. He goes, do you think the Habs are going to win the cup? And I go, no, I don't. He said, no, I don't.
Not even close.
And I'm totally fine with that. I am not upset about that in the least.
Yeah.
But that's
going to be Pittsburgh.
That's part of being a Habs fan and not living in Montreal is you have realistic expectations about your team.
Yeah. No, totally. Because, look, Montreal, good record and all, but I can't see them really beat anybody.
Well, okay record, but I mean, you look at not that the regular season tells the full story, but the records are the Habs would be fighting to make the playoffs if they weren't in the Atlantic Division. Even though they're the best team or the best record in the Atlantic Division, they would be fighting to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That Metro Division is stacked. And does that mean that the Atlantic Division is shit?
Yeah.
It's probably a little bit of both. I mean,
it's somewhere
in the middle. The truth is somewhere in the middle. But
the Metro is very good, I think, is what we can agree on. And, you know, the year before was the Central. The Central was a murderer's row.
Yeah.
Right?
It's always someone.
And so people were bitching about that, and it's just...
You know what I would like to see them do just one year, just try this out in the playoffs, is East versus West.
1-6 versus 16, 2-15,
But just, I don't know, just create East versus West matchups. The reason I say this is because there was a regular season game on maybe about a month ago, maybe a little more than a month ago. Penguins Blackhawks. Just a regular season game.
Yep.
And it was so fucking good. I didn't watch the whole game, but everything I saw of it, it was such a fucking great game. And you know what? It'd be so cool to watch a best of seven series of this hockey without it only happening. The chances you get Penguins Blackhawks can only happen in a seven game, can only happen in the final. It can only happen for the Stanley Cup, and that's great. That's a great story if that happens. But it's so hard for that to occur.
Yeah.
It takes so many moving pieces to fit in just right. I would love to see just weird ass or like rivalry, East-West, just blow it up. East versus West.
Yeah.
And if you're worried about the travel, then do what baseball does. Go 2-3-2 for the schedules.
Yeah.
And take away a travel day that way and give them a day off after every game. Give them enough rest. You take away that travel day, you can still get everything done in the same amount of time. And then, the other thing that happens is now you've got the possibility for an all-East or an all-West. You could get a rivalry in the final. You could get...
Calgary.
You could get...
Montreal-Boston.
You could get Washington-Pittsburgh. You could get St. Louis-Chicago. Like, all these rivalries where these guys beat the fuck out of each other all year during the regular season, now they're playing for the Stanley Cup. Can you imagine not that it'll ever happen. I mean, we'd love to see it one day. Is a Leafs Canadiens Stanley Cup final?
I can imagine a Boston Vancouver because that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm kidding. I'm being ironic.
You didn't like that series?
Carolina Edmonton.
Well, yeah, it'd be cool to see
like just
Boston Montreal or Detroit.
Right.
You know, like those.
But then why have divisions at all? Right.
Well, because the regular season, you do what baseball used to have, where National League and American League doesn't play against each other all year.
I like
that. And then now they play each other, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
And then these teams that have developed a rivalry only play each other in the Stanley Cup. I don't know. I think
rivalries are organic. You can't force them, but yeah, I get
that's
it.
That's true.
I get it, but not what you're talking about isn't forcing them, but yeah.
I'd just like to see, you create different matchups. You just create some different matchups, and then now you have an all-East or an all-West final.
I
think has a lot of allure if the right matchups occur. Imagine Calgary and Edmonton in the Stanley Cup final.
I'd play well in Alberta and Canada.
Yeah, well, definitely Western Canada. The East wouldn't give two shits. I don't think the East would give a single fuck.
Connor McDavid would get people to watch.
But that too. You got McDavid and Gaudreau. Playing against each other.
It's a pretty regional.
That's true.
View, but
other than McDavid is a worldly known guy.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I like that. I honestly like the new format. I like that the first round is a fucking meat grinder.
Yeah.
You know, for these, for good teams. And
I, you know what? As a viewer, I like it too. Because I, if there's anything that I love more than my team doing great in the Stanley Cup playoffs is hockey. Yeah. Just hockey. Playoff every hockey. Playoff hockey. Oh, every night, time I change the channel. Night. Every night there's great games.
All three slots.
Matters. Games, yeah. There's overtimes that go 6 hours long. I love just every day there's a hockey game, and there's, especially the first round is the best. Yeah. There's like four hockey games to watch every night for X amount of time. And it's great when those games are even better and more competitive.
Oh, yeah.
I almost, you know, if you put a gun to my head and ask me what I'd want best, you know, obviously I would pick for the Habs to do great, but it's so fucking stressful. Like, win or lose.
Oh, yeah, no.
I have conference, or not conference final, conference semifinal when we beat the Bruins in 7. I had stopped watching Habs playoff games, I think.
You had for a while, right?
The beginning or the beginning, either the, they beat the Lightning first round and then they beat the Bruins and I think lost to the Flyers. I don't know, but it was a big, they pulled off a big upset to beat the Bruins to go to the conference final. And it was either the end of the series with Tampa Bay or the beginning of the series with Boston where I was like, I love these guys and I want them to win, but I can't. I've done this many times in the playoffs with the Habs, is I get invested and I watch an entire playoff hockey game, and when they lose, if they lose a game,
you're despondent.
I'm walking around like I just played racquetball and lost a tough match in a tournament, or played a tough baseball game and lost. I walk around like I lost. And yes, it's great to be a fan and care, but nobody needs to watch their team play and feel like they went out there and gave their heart out and lost. Nobody needs to feel like that. It's entertainment and it's great to care. I always say right side of bipolar. And it, many times it was the wrong side of bipolar. The Habs would lose a tough game of the Bruins in overtime, and I would be walking around just, like you said, despondent, saddened, like I lost.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't, I want them to win, and I'll be so happy if they win, but I can't watch these games because I can't afford to risk feeling like that. And even when they do win a tight game, it's so fun to watch, it's so exciting, it's, but it's so stressful. And it's nice, I'm a fan of my team just winning 5-0.
Yeah.
They can just win every game 5-0, if they can go up 3-0 after the first period and score a goal in every period after that. I don't want close games when I'm rooting for my team. I love watching close games when I don't care.
Other teams, that's
it's
the best.
It's the best. It's the best. So but, I agree with you. It is a great playoff format. I just feel bad for the teams not getting their revenue.
Yeah.
Getting booted out of the first round of the playoffs. And
the billionaires will be fine. They're fine.
Oh,
they're,
it's just the team.
They're fine.
It's just the fans.
Oh my, they're fine.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. No, I hear you. I hear you. I know. I can relate to the despondent thing. Like, I know. I certainly was when the Broncos got, like, completely bitch slapped by the Seahawks that year. Like, that's the maddest I've ever been after sports.
When the safety happened right to start the game?
It wasn't even that. It was the kickoff that got returned for touchdown by,
that's how that game started.
By Harvin.
So it started with the kick. I couldn't remember if it started,
I believe,
with safety.
I might
or
be,
if it started with a kickoff.
I might be all wrong. I'm almost positive that they it was like, okay, here we go. Let's come back. Let's come back. And then they kicked it off and kickoff return for a touchdown. I was like, okay, these guys are fucking losers. And I was just like, I shut it off.
You know, it was a great experience for me, speaking of sports and being like pretty disconnected from it. But then it works out and you're over the moon. Patriots.
Yeah.
I was on the way home. I had just had one of the best tournaments of my entire life. Our second selection event out in Calgary. Driving home from Calgary. And just over the moon about how my tournament went. And I'm hearing about the game. But I'm not watching it. So, you know, the Patriots are playing on my way home to Calgary. We're watching documentaries and movies and whatnot on, you know, my friend Nate has his iPad and he's got his Wi-Fi going and we're watching, and he's got some stuff downloaded. We're watching movies on the way up and I'm hearing updates about the game, but you know, it's like, ah, shit, but I'm not watching the game. So it's not like I'm getting all invested and, oh, they got scored on again. Oh, they're down so much. It was like, I'm hearing about it. And it's like, ah, shit. But you know, it's pretty hard for me to be in a bad mood pretty damn near impossible for me to be in a bad mood after I play a great tournament. So it's kind of like, ah, oh, whatever, whatever. And then as we're getting closer and closer to home, yeah. they're coming back. They're coming back. They're coming back. We get to the co-op on 33rd Street. I've got a bone dry empty tank, and we know that the Patriots have tied it up.
Yeah.
And I see guys watching TV in the co-op where the gas station is. So I pull in to get gas, and I'm like, those guys are watching the game. Like, we need to go in there, watch the rest of this, and then get our gas and go home. Yeah. And I went in there, and I stood in co-op watching the rest of the game.
In the gas station.
And they won in overtime. I showed up for overtime when it was tied. Yeah. They already, even, you know, and it would have been heartbreaking. I think had they lost in overtime, that would have been heartbreaking. But it wouldn't have been nearly as heartbreaking because they had no business even being there.
Yeah.
Like, I always like going into overtime, tying the game, then getting scored on. And, you know, like, when you score,
when you back in,
you just feel, you're not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you win, great. And if you don't, it was like, well, you know, we did a great job to just make that happen. Yeah. So, you know, had they lost, I think I would have been sad, but it would have been like, ah, you know, good comeback, good effort.
Good job, they won
in overtime, and that was all I saw. So I got home from, you know.
It's just like basketball.
One of the best tournaments I'd ever had, and then showed up to the co-op to get gas and watch the Patriots win the Super Bowl, you know, in a monumental comeback. You know, and I didn't get a lot of the stress. It was just the stress of the overtime, which, you know, wasn't, you know, they ended up getting a touchdown on their possession. And I do hate NFL overtime. I think it's stupid. I think CFL, as much as the game is not nearly as good as the NFL game, their overtime rules are the best.
Oh, yeah.
They need to do, that's football, what the NFL needs
to do. It's like, it shouldn't be this hard, guys. It should just... It should be another quarter. Is what it should be. That's what I've always.
You think they should do another full full quarter?
Yeah, or like
it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Just long enough that each team should hypothetically get a possession, right?
You gotta let both teams touch the ball.
I think so, but I think
at least have an opportunity.
That's why I think just a quarter.
If you throw a pick six, then fine.
I think
you throw a pick six in overtime.
How long is a quarter? 15 minutes.
15. They could play another.
Throw another 15. Just throw another 15 on the clock. Fuck. I know you're tired. I'm sorry. You make millions of dollars. But play another fucking quarter and let the cards fall where they may. Like, you run, well, then brings the clock back in, brings all that stuff
it's
back in.
It's not a coin toss, you know, the coin toss is not as important anymore.
No, I just, I don't know why this is so hard. I know that everyone's tired and shit, but fuck, come on.
Well, especially in the playoffs.
Come on, I don't care.
Can we do that? Can we do?
No double overtimes, we're going to have one overtime, and if it's tied after that, then
we go again?
Or, yeah, I mean, if it's a playoffs.
Or maybe we go sudden death. Maybe we go CFL overtime.
Then we go goofball and stuff, but I don't know why it just can't be in overtime. Or like another quarter.
In a playoff game? Like, I understand.
That's what it is.
Especially in the Super Bowl.
Basketball, that's what it is.
They play. Just another quarter. You know what? You could do hockey overtime in the regular season.
Yeah.
You go 3-on-3 and then do a shootout.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, do we do a full quarter? And then if we're tied, we play another full quarter? Like, you make bigger overtimes happen when it matters most.
Yeah.
I think... In terms of being tired, I don't know that we need to. If that's the reason to do the overtime the way it is, when it's the fucking Super Bowl, when these guys have...
There are 50 guys on
that
team.
How many weeks off until the next NFL game?
There's three strings of guys. Like,
well, and it's the last game of the season.
Yeah, shut up. Play. Like, I just don't get why.
I don't know that it's because of tired. I don't get why.
I don't get why they do it, why they don't do it that way, if it's just to expedite the finish or what.
It is better now that they do. It's not ended by field goal.
It's not just,
do at least got to score a touchdown to end the game.
Sudden death, is it?
But I still think that you got to let both teams have a chance to possess the ball.
Hell yeah!
If a pick six gets thrown, then whatever.
This ain't that hard. Like,
I'm okay with adding another quarter.
I just think another quarter. That'd be easy enough. But
especially in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Especially in the Super Bowl. I mean, I could see not doing it in the regular season.
Regular season.
Maybe a team's playing
tie. It's a tie.
Playing Sunday, and then they're playing Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, and an extra whole quarter of football can really beat people to shit.
Yeah.
But in the playoffs, or especially the Super Bowl, where it's the last fucking game of the season.
Get your third strings in there, maybe for down, you know, for a series. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
Jesus. I don't get it, but...
That was a nice.
Yeah.
The Patriots winning that game, when I mean, I was invested. They're my favorite NFL football team. I've really gotten into NFL football over the years lately because of being a Patriots fan.
Yeah.
I jumped on the bandwagon when they went 16-0. I said, I'm going to root for these guys, and no matter what happens from here on out, they're my team. So if they go 0-16 next year, it doesn't matter. These guys are my team. They lost in the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
I was very upset about it.
Yeah.
But I stayed on
that
bandwagon. I stayed on the 16-0 Patriots bandwagon. And I was invested, but it wasn't like the stuff that happened in my life was going great. You know, so I wasn't that invested, and then it ended up working out amazingly, and then I was invested. It was awesome.
You cashed in some karma there somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a great weekend.
Yeah, you worked out okay. That was my birthday weekend, and I probably told this story, but I was so sick. I had like a stomach bug or something, just not well. And I went to bed on the Sunday. And
can I see that thing really quick? Yeah. I want to make sure that it's still recording.
It's still going. I'm keeping it.
It's still going?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
We got to wrap this bitch up, too. I was sick as a dog, and then, like, you know, I was going to, you know, it was my birthday week, and we were going to do a bunch of fun stuff. Didn't do any of it. And then on Sunday, it's Super Bowl. Like, I'm too sick to do it. I don't care. It's fuck Patriots, Falcons. Fuck those guys. Patriots are just going to win anyway. You know, and then I look, I was like, oh, sweet, 28-3 for the Falcons.
Just
all right, pumped. I'll put this bitch away. And then I went to bed. And then I woke up. I think maybe, I can't remember if maybe I woke up in the middle of the night. And I look, I was like, oh, it's tied. Oh, who cares? I don't care.
You didn't even get up and watch overtime?
I don't have cable. Okay?
Didn't even look for a stream or anything?
You know, I might be remembering that wrong. It might have been just that I woke up in the morning and then it was like, they fucking won. They came back like, you fucking Falcons, you dirty bird loser.
Fucking shithawks.
Just shitbirds.
Fucking shithawks.
It's like the shitty little shithawks.
Shitbirds.
Shitbirds. Shitty little bird shits on you. No, like, yeah, like, I just shocked. And like, I'm not shocked that the Patriots came back. I'm just shocked that the Falcons could, like, fumble it away and let a game slip to that degree. That's pretty shocking. So to, like, put the cap on my terrible weekend.
Everyone that doesn't love the Patriots hates the Patriots.
I also miss. So. I miss one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time. And I was like, okay, well, shit. Maybe it's my penance for the Broncos winning last year. Awesome.
That's a fair.
I'll take it.
I mean,
I'll take it
all day long.
I'll take it. I enjoyed myself.
Have my team win a championship.
I enjoyed that enough. So, but yeah, man. What a Super Bowl! Like, no question.
Yeah.
And not, yeah, totally. So, anyways, we should wrap this bitch up. And if someone's gonna wrap it up, it's not gonna be me. So.
Okay.
Can you bring it home?
I will bring it home.
I don't know your code to shut this thing off.
Okay, I'll get it. We're bringing back words of wisdom. We've been shorter and shorter lately. Are we really good to you got to move on? You got shit to do. All right, so that'll be it for this week. Tune in next week for another episode of Grown Man Coloring. There'll probably be an unemployment. I got to make sure that I'm consistently doing podcasts now that Podbean is auto-renewed. It auto-renewed, so now I better make sure that I keep doing podcasts steadily for another year. So bringing back words of wisdom. It's been a while since we've had some words of wisdom to bring us on out. So
I want
to
hear it.
Just some words of wisdom to go forward. That's the way. Uh-huh. I like it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's the way. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I like it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's the way. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I like it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.